raid sirens in western Ukraine. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. As Russian troops pound the southern part of the country and make inroads around the capital, they're also firing missiles near the western city of Lviv. That's where Fox's Jonathan Hunt is.
8 missiles slammed into the Yavoriv military base. That's about 30 miles from where I'm standing, and it is just a dozen or so miles from the Polish border.
35 people were killed in that strike. More than 100 others were hurt. Just weeks ago, American service members were at that base to train Ukrainian soldiers. They are no longer there. There's destruction and death in northern Ukraine, just outside the capital of Kyiv.
People trying to evacuate from Irpin. Some tried to hold out and stick around, but it really was just too dangerous. Supplies are also running thin right now, and the bodies of civilians who were killed are now left on the ground there. It's really just still too dangerous, they say, for families to even properly lay their own relatives to rest. The few people left in Irpin were hiding in pitch-dark underground basements, and one woman said that she and other residents are hanging there because they have no options.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. This is day 18 of the conflict, and Ukraine's president says his country will continue defending itself. In a statement, Volodymyr Zelensky says, "Our troops don't surrender. Our people don't surrender." Iran has claimed responsibility for a missile barrage near a U.S. consulate in northern Iraq.
Multiple U.S. defense officials tell Fox News none of the missiles hit the consulate. All U.S. personnel are accounted for. There were zero U.S. casualties and injuries in the vicinity.
Fox's Brian Yenis. The regime says the attack was retaliation for an Israeli strike in Syria. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
Museum goers in the heart of New York City were sent into panic mode yesterday. Police say two workers were stabbed inside the Museum of Modern Art, sending patrons running for the exit. The suspect, who police say got violent after being denied entry, fled the scene. The victims are recovering from non-life-threatening injuries. After 26 years, the DNA on a cigarette butt leads police to a murder suspect in Washington State.
August 1995, someone had shot a 61-year-old woman twice in the head and left her naked body in a ditch in Kitsap County. Initially, the county sheriff's department linked her death to someone known as the Spokane serial murderer, but it turned out he was out of state at the time. Fast forward to this year, Sheriff's Department Detective Michael Grant tells Fox 13 Seattle that a lab did genome sequencing on a cigarette butt found at the murder scene, and it identified the killer.
It was conclusive to me that we had the right guy.
But it's too late to bring that guy to justice. He died in 2016. Roger Stern, Fox News.
The late winter storm that brought snow to much of the east yesterday has left behind a deep freeze. Parts of Georgia woke up to temperatures in the 20s and sections of Florida dipped down into the 30s. Let's hope the storm doesn't put a damper on an annual occurrence in the nation's capital.
The National Cherry Blossom Festival in Washington will return, this year serving as an unofficial symbol of the city's reemergence from the pandemic. The National Park Service estimates the trees will reach peak bloom between March 22nd and 25th. The festival kicks off with a March 20th opening ceremony and runs through April 17th with concerts and other events.
Fox's Samantha Liebman. Some trees are already blossoming. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.